You're listening to Lorna Parker here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up over the next hour, league lessons. Cyril Farrell will chat about Waterford's big win over Tipperary last Sunday. Tip Top, Daoiseach Camogie boss Derek Lyons on Saturday's trip to Tip. Relegation battle, Mairead Wall on a massive game for the Waterford ladies against Westmead. And Murray Mint, Daoiseach forward Conor Murray on Sunday's South East Derby with Wexford. But first, it's hurling.
Inside the 45. Oh, Bennett there, lovely control. Standing on the sideline. If that goes over, will you see a better score? No, you won't. It's over the bar. Over the shoulder, literally standing on the line. And Colin Butler, the tip manager, all he can do is turn and throw his eyes up to heaven.
You just have to applaud that, Jaron, the way he ghosted onto it. Full tilt coming out of the line and over the bar.
Yes, Stephen Bennett was star of the show as Waterford beat Tipperary by 10 points in Welsh Park last Sunday to almost guarantee a place in the league semi-finals. And on the line to talk all things hurling is All-Ireland winning manager with Galway, Cyril Farrell. Cyril, what did you make of Stephen Bennett's display last weekend?
He's continuing on from what he did last year. Like, he's having a great run. He's a scoring machine, very, very strong, great eye. Not only is he scoring the frees and say close in ones, but some of the long range stuff. He's unbelievable altogether. He's at the top of his game and he's enjoying his hurling. And all the lads around him are playing well as well. You'd have to say Waterford are kind of the real form team of the league so far, you know.
Yeah, Anthony Daly said during the week that Waterford have the strongest squad in the country at the moment. Cyril, would you go along with that?
Well, I'd say themselves and Limerick, I'd say. You know, they seem to be the strongest squad. I know Limerick aren't clicking, but they still have a very strong squad to us. If they get them right, they're still very strong and good hurlers, good forceful hurlers. But Waterford are playing a very kind of a running style, all attacking together, very much the same as say Wexford and Dublin. They seem to be the three teams that are kind of playing that running game, coming from the back more than anyone else. You know, and it's very hard to have it off to a team. They're very good at it. It's hard to defend it.
And what else has impressed you about Waterford's form in the league today, Cyril?
Well, it's great to see Tadhg Na Bhfearsa back. You know, and very impressed with young Daly. These guys, Tadhg is new, but Daly is kind of a new face, and Kiley up front. They have a lot of stuff, and Liam Cahill will be very happy because he has the Barry Gunnar lads come back as well. He knows his strongest panel, and where the draw is, you need a strong panel because the game's coming nearly one week after the other, or maybe 2 weeks later, but you need a strong panel.
Was that a real positive out of last weekend, Cyril? The Waterford won by 10 points with the likes of Austin Gleeson, Caelum Lyons, Jamie Barron and Desi Hutchinson all marked absent.
Well, you see, you're right. You know, if you knew that there was a big match coming up and they were all missing, you'd say, whoever they're playing said they're going to be lost, you'd have a great chance. You see them best come back in. And Cahill and Mickey Bevans, they'll have a problem. I know they'll have the problem that they want, but if they have all them lads fit, it's going to take, they're going to have a great job picking the top 15.
Absolutely. But one of the players definitely in the top 15 is Tadhg Na Bhfearsa. Cyril, what difference does it make to have him back at the heart of the defence?
I wish to look at, not alone he's a great hurler, but he's a leader. And you need leaders on your team. And there was plenty of leaders, but he's a spiritual leader. The players look up to him, the crowd look up to him. He catches that ball and comes out through a forest of players. He's a great player. And the opposition won't like playing him, but every hurling man all over the country is delighted to see him back because he's one of the icons of hurling at the moment. It's great to see that going up in there, catching the ball and forcing it out and kind of laying off the ball. Always seems to do the right thing with the ball. And then always as well, Tomás picks the long range points. A point from him kind of lifts the team more than a point, if you know what I mean. It gives great kind of a lift to the team and to the supporters.
Aside from Waterford, Cyril, what other teams do you think could challenge Limerick come the championship time?
Well, Limerick, there's no doubt about, Munster is a minefield. When you look at it close, three have to qualify and you have five teams in there. Limerick are still the champions and, they're going to be hard to beat to get everyone right. Cork are impressive enough. Even though against Galway last weekend, they were well on top. They didn't win by that much, really. When all was said and done, they got a goal that Galway kind of, a soft goal, that Galway gave away. That was kind of there all day. But they are impressive to have the pace. And I was impressed early on. I know Dublin were beaten last weekend by Kilkenny, but early on they impressed me. Again, kind of coming in draws, attacking from deep. And I just felt last weekend that the pitch didn't suit Dublin at all. The running game, Parnell Park is tight. And Like, Kilkenny love a challenge. They love kind of getting into one's face and kind of slowly but surely grinding the team down and then coming again. But, like, in Kilkenny or in Leinster, Tomás, you kind of have, to me, you have four teams fighting for three places. You have Kilkenny, Wexford, Dublin and Galway, four fighting for three. Whereas in Munster, you have five fighting for three, really. Like, you have Clare coming again with Tony Kelly back, Peter Duggan kind of making a comeback. Limerick, who kind of could be ignited. Cork, well, believe they're coming as well. Now, Tip, to me, are in transition in the sense that not alone that, like, has, you know, as Bonner, kind of a new team or change, like, a lot of, like, you know, when you lose, like, so Pádraig Maher and Brendan Maher and even an old Jamie Candlin, he kind of has a new team, and now he's trying to change their style as well. And it's hard enough to do that in a few months. They, to me, like, are kind of, not saying the weakest, but they have a lot to do in the sense that they're in transition and they're playing a new style of hurling, whereas the other four are very well set and kind of know what they're at.
Do you think it'll be difficult for Colm Bonner to turn it around for April the 17th, Cyril, when Waterford and Tipperary meet again?
I was just looking at the matches, you know, the day they played their first day out, like, they didn't seem to, against Kilkenny, the first half, they didn't seem to know what they were at all, in the sense that they were trying to play this running game, it wasn't working, and even their supporters were upset. Now, the second half, it got better. And it has improved a bit again, but, like, the last day again, like, when Waterford got motoring, like, now, like, they came in droves at them, won all the rook ball. That'd be very disappointing. And they're going to have to go down to Wells Park again to play them in the championship. It's going to be a big one. And, like, looking at Waterford, I know they'll probably have a stronger team the next day. So it's going to be hard to beat them. You know, like, and you start off wrong. No, they're capable of doing it, but they are replacing kind of very good hurlers and they're replacing leaders. And it's very hard. And, you know, he'd want to be given time, really, like, but... You know, as you know yourself, supporters are fickle. They look for instant success, and it's not that easy.
Exactly. Cyril, what about your native county, Galway? How would you sum up their season so far?
They're ups and downs, topsy-turvy. To be fair to Henry Sheffield, he's come in and he's given every lad a kind of a game. I mean, he's chopping and changing. But, like, he's soon going to have to make up his mind what's his best 15 or his best 18 anyway. Like, you know, I suppose the only young lad that's making a real drive is like Sir Roland Glenn, and he's a new lad midfield. He seems to be kind of playing well, nearly nailed down his position. And Tom Annan is going well. Well, you couldn't call him really new, like, in the sense that he's been around a while, but never really, he was always into it, kind of looking okay. But other than that, the team nearly seems to be the same as last year and the year before. And most of the lads down here will be asking, where's the pace going to come out? Because, like, they'll get fit and they'll be able to hurl, but, like, their pace isn't going to change, really. Like, it's more or less the same team. But to me, like, he needs a bit of pace on the team. No. He'd be closer to it than I am, but he'd probably try to get it. But they're going to have a tough campaign to play Wexford at first round below Wexford Park. That won't be easy. Now, they have three games at home, about five. So, they'll, you know, and I'm assuming that most of the teams are beat, to be fair. Westmeath, both the teams are beaten, and Leash, like, they'll be the kind of underdog, shall we say, coming into it. But so you'll have Dublin and Galway and Wexford and Kilkenny for three spots. And it's not going to be easy in any of them. Like, you know, the home matches are a big plus. There's no doubt about that.
How worried will Limerick manager John Kiely be, Cyril, after three losses and a draw?
Well, you see, it's the media and the public that will be more worried than John and Paul Kinnerkwee, because they've done this before. They've timed their run very much with the strength and conditioning and their training. They got it right the last two or three, you know, kind of getting dead on it. Most of the team are back months, whereas they're only back weeks. They'll be still kind of figuring that they're good enough to come through. But, like, he won't mind if he can't win the Munster title. If they can finish number three, they're still, like, towards the end of the season, they're still very strong enough to get them all back. But I suppose a concern would be, like, refs seem to be picking up on their hand passing, and also they've got more strict, like, on their physicality. They've had a few players sent off. Now, that can happen. And, like, they've been warned for the championship. But, like, definitely that's the thing that will worry more than kind of coming right, because he will believe that they will come right, and they have the hurlers to come right, like.
You mentioned the hand passing there, Cyril, and a lot of them are whistled up last weekend. Some were throws, some were legitimate hand passes. What are your thoughts about how this has been dealt with at the moment?
Well, you see, I know the referees have been told to watch the hand passing and be correct and have a clear strike in action. And, you know, even someone to tell them to watch the steps well, because if a forward gets the ball now and runs six or seven steps to the back, so he has no chance. They're actually overcarrying what they're hardly ever pulled. But a lot of fellas I've been talking about lately, they're saying, should the hand pass be scrapped altogether? Because if you count the hand passes now in the top games, there's more hand passing nearly than striking with the hurl. So, like, it's an interesting thing. I believe, you know, if it's a big decision to scrap it. But if you did scrap the hand pass, you'd cut out all the rooks and mauls, because that's happening with the ball is breaking down from the short pass and they're all on top of it. Otherwise, if it was a sick pass and the ball would be going faster than anyone. But we had a big decision to make, but maybe they should look ahead closely, because if we're not careful, it'll turn out, it's beginning to turn out like the football, a lot of hand pass and runners and just hand pass the ball. You know, I know it's the modern game, the possession game, but it might be the modern game, but at times it won't resemble a game of hurling at all. To get to resemble a game of handball more than hurling.
Yeah, would you like to see the hand pass scrapped, Cyril, in hurling?
I'd love to see it tried for a league campaign, just to see how it'll work out. Now, I know to change the complexion of the thing, but you're not allowed to score, a goal with a hand pass, but you can hand pass all you like. Now, it's an art in the game, but definitely it's taken over at the moment, in a lot of games, and it's not good for the spectators looking on. When you win a match now, you don't mind what you do. If it's 3-2 and you win an All-Ireland or win a semi-final, you're quite happy. But I'm looking at the overall picture of the game going down for the next 5 or 10 years. I think the powers of each would have a look at it anyway.
Yeah, very interesting. And in the short term, Cyril, do you think that players will have to adjust their technique if referees continue to blow up?
There's no doubt about that. That's just back to coaching. Fellas get so they kind of can do it too fast. It's, the big thing is to have a strike in action with your hand. Now, it's hard on the rest to see it all, to be fair, because they're looking at a lot of hand passes from behind. It's hard on what that does. But that just comes from coaching. And if you're strict on fellas in the training pitch, they'll soon cop on. No more than the tackers and the lads get sent off. If you talk serious to a fella, he'll know what he can do and he'll know what he can't do. If you're going to be kind of a head-high tackling sent off, you just don't do it. You know what I mean? You just have to control yourself, or you have to have enough discipline to do that.
Well, Cyril Farrell, an absolute pleasure to chat hurling with you, as always. Thanks so much for your time this evening.
No problem. Pleasure is mine.
Down under is Conor Prunty. Gets the ball out to McNulty. The De La Salle man is going long. He's looking for Kylie inside. The hand is up. He bats it down for himself. Picks up the ball. Crashes off one of the players. He's heading in towards the D. Kylie at pace. Offloads the ball to Curran. Curran gives it to Bennett. Bennett takes a shot. Goal! Kylie to Curran to Bennett. Back of the net. Where would you get it? They did it as underage players. Kylie is a great handballer. You can see that. He got it to Curran. Curran gave it to Bennett. And when Bennett gets that opportunity, you can go for the green flag. Great finish, great build-up.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.